Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week. It is one of those times when I can touch you, you can touch me, and together we can share a great deal of love. And so tonight, I want to discuss, well, first of all, do feel free to call in for your mini past life reading. You know, I'm always willing to do that for you. And the other thing is, I want to discuss some of the things that happen with people when they don't understand one another, where there is what you might call dysfunction of some sort. And I want to explain what has happened with that. You see, this is very important. I was aware of a situation where it just seemed like everybody in the family was not getting along with one another. And when I looked into it, what I found is it went all the way back to the revolutionary time. If you know that history or something about this that history, you know that England claimed what we call the United States, and the people here resented it because they had taxation without representation. It was the point where they had the big tea party where they threw all the tea into the harbor. It was their little bit of showing England that they didn't agree with them. And of course, tea was a very important product at that time. They really needed the tea. So this relationship that I'm talking about that was dysfunctional in the family went back to that period of time where the individual had reported to the English soldiers that there was a group in that particular family that was, you might say, agitating against them. And the soldiers killed the members of the family. And there was this, you might call, enmity between that individual that reported them and the family members that suffered from the report. And so this event was carried through the consciousness of the soul to present day. And the thing is, we survive as groups. We come to Earth and we work in a group, and the purpose for working in the group is that at one point or another, we will all trade, you might say, positions, sometimes mothers, fathers, children, brothers, sisters, the siblings. And the purpose for that is to learn. But when you have something in the past that has disrupted this memory from the past that is being carried by the consciousness of the soul, it needs to be healed. And that's what we're really talking about, that healing, because that can be healed. And once it is healed, you will find that all of these relationships with one another starts to come in sync, and there is peace. Now, that can be among family members, or it could be among friends or people that you work with. And this is a very important thing that I'm talking about, this idea of relationships. And I wanted to focus a little bit on that. So what we have is those who want a mini past life reading, do call in and ask for it, because we're more than willing to give that to you. So, Fran, on line one, what can we do for you, sweetheart?
I was wondering if I could have a reading.
We would be glad to. And let me tell you how I do this. I don't know if you've listened to us before, but what I do is I follow your voice. I listen to your voice and I follow it all the way to your physical body. Now, there is energy around your body, and it almost seems like a cloud. And when I enter that, I can see different lifetimes. I can see where lifetimes you have gained or where you have lost. There is a lot that this cloud, you might say, opens up for us to examine. But as I go in that cloud and I look in that cloud, I see in a past life you, who was this being of great intelligence. You had great intelligence. You were a teacher. And as I look at this, this was an ancient lifetime. And I see pupils sitting around your feet, and you are lecturing to them. You taught in that lifetime in the form of lecture. Thank you. And so that is what we can tell you for today. And if you want something more detailed, you can go to carolynevers.com. There's no space between Carol and Evers. And off the order on the left side, you can order something that is much more complete than what we're talking about now. So the next caller that we have, who is that? Helen.
Hello.
Hi, Helen. What can we do for you, dear?
Yes. Good evening, Carolyn. I missed last week's call, so I did not report back. You asked me to. You gave me the guidance about making connections from the community or starting from the community to do what I love to do. So I'm really in a dilemma right now about my relationship, my marriage. And it seems like really on different paths. And I'm just a little lost on this. I was wondering whether you can give me some suggestion or advice that I heard you were talking about relationships a little earlier.
It's like you're on two different paths, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's very difficult. And it's especially difficult for you because you believe in staying in that relationship, and what it needs to be is healed. And I know you want to heal that relationship. And yes, there is a rift there. And it goes back to a time, a very ancient time. It's interesting because you and your husband were warriors. Very distinct headgear and swords. You carried the sword for, you might say, they didn't call it a dojin. I can't think of the name. The name is not coming through that you carried the sword for, but the two of you fought one another under this Lord. And it is in Asia. You probably have a better idea of that than I do because you probably know the history better than I do. The warriors had a very special helmet. And so you know what it is, I'm sure you do. And so this relationship was, you might say, in against one another, because it started there as these warriors, and you were in a fight. I see you in the fight with the swords, and one of the you might say soldiers was killed by the other. And it's one of those things that the soul carries. It has a consciousness, and it carries that. And that's what has happened today, that you are in that series, in that relationship with that individual. Do you have a sense of that? Can you see yourself as that warrior?
Absolutely. I can be soft, but I can totally see he's certainly a warrior type, but still a fighter.
You are,
a very strong personality. I am inside well as well.
And I think he is also, isn't he?
He's very much so, very obvious.
Yes.
And if this relationship can be healed, or we should just go on a different path. We're discussing this today.
My darling, you look into your own heart, but I think you want to heal this relationship because there is something good between the two of you. And if this animosity was healed, dissolved, and forgotten, the two of you would have a very good relationship with one another. Because you see, underneath of all this hell, and there is love. You love this man, and he loves you. It's a case of healing. It's a case of healing, darling. It just needs to be healed, because the two of you would have had many lifetimes together, and on a soul level, the two of you really understand one another.
That's so why I fell in love with you.
You love him, darling. And you know
we
what?
We both wanted to heal it.
He loves you. And if you think that this is something that you want to pursue and pursue this relationship, you can go to CarolynEvers.com. There's no space between the Carolyn and the Evers. And on the left side, order a past life reading, and we'll work with this with you.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Blessings to your sweetheart.
Oh, thank you so very much. Both I'm lighted to the day. So thank you. I will do
that. You're welcome, darling. And who is next on the line waiting? Tricia. Welcome, Tricia. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Yes, I was hoping for a past life reading.
Well, I don't know if you heard what I said earlier, but what I do is I listen to your voice, and I follow the voice all the way back to the body, which I am doing right now. And as I look at your body, there is an essence around the body. And that essence, it's like a cloud, and I look into that cloud, and I see a past lifetime. And you love nature, don't you?
Yeah.
Because that's what I see you doing. I see you at night with other, I don't want to say fairies, but they were people who loved the planet. And they danced, and they sang, and they, oh my golly, this is so gorgeous, sweetheart. They were forming the vibration on the earth. It is what you did. You helped to form the vibration of the earth. Can you feel that?
In my heart, I do. I can feel something.
Yes. If you want to pursue that and you want to act literally, step into that lifetime and repeat that and see it and feel it, you can order a past life reading with me. And we actually do that.
I was thinking of ordering this.
Well, darling, if you go to CarolynEvers.com, there's no space between Carolyn and Evers. And on the left side of that page, you can order a past life reading, because if you step into that lifetime, I just know you will never forget it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. And we have another caller on the line. Okay, let's tune into her and she can tell us her name. What is your name, sweetheart? Are we connected?
I don't know if I'm connected or not.
I hear your voice, sweetie, so you're connected. And what is your name?
I don't know if this is for me. Are you hearing my voice? My name is
Gail. I'm hearing your voice, darling, and it's for you. Give me your name.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Gail.
Gail.
And I'm calling. Yes, Gail, Virginia Gail Williamson. I'm calling
Lovely
from
name,
Miami.
Gail. So what do you want? What do you want from tonight, Gail?
Well, I'm working to be in touch with the situation that I have in my health at the moment, which is holding me from taking my sort of taking my power in this life. And it's been
Is it a serious situation? You said
yes,
it's taking
it
your
is,
power. Is this
what?
Health problem serious?
Well, maybe you could help me that it's serious and that it's taking me off my life path.
Or I would say that's serious. What is your life path, Gail?
Well, I think I'm redefining that right now.
In other words, you're not certain yet what it is.
Well, I've had various different life paths. I feel that I'm coming to the last cycle of this life, and I feel an urgency to not to miss this process. I don't feel that it's going that I'll be here for a whole lot longer.
Wait a minute, sweetheart. Explain to me the word process. What do you consider the process of your life?
A process of my life is actually unfolding, and I've been on a spiritual path, on a spiritual journey for really all of my life. But,
yes, you have.
Sorry?
I said, yes, you have. Because I'm following your voice,
yes,
and I'm looking into your body. You were a bishop in a past lifetime. A very well-known bishop. And many people followed you. And I see you with the bishop's mitre and the emblem that they carried. I forget what the name of it is, but I'm sure you have some essence of what I'm talking about. They carried it in their hand. It was a sign of their office. The Pope carries that today. But back in those times, the bishop carried them also. And you were loved by the people in the land.
In what country was that?
I'm looking. What comes to mind, now I don't see the country, but my higher self is telling me it was in Ireland, which surprises me.
Yes, no, it is strange. What comes to me is recently I spent a lot of my life in Asia and pursuing Eastern philosophy.
Mm.
And also shamanic studies. I've also lived with the Native American people, indigenous people.
Yes, I feel very connected to them too.
Sorry?
I said I feel connected to them also. So what is the main question that you have for me?
The main question is, what is the message of my health has been so fragile? And I have a very hard time taking my energy, having enough energy to engage in my life in the way that I need to.
You know, that's a
and
problem
I wonder,
that a lot of people are having presently.
Well, my great-great-grandfather was John Witherspoon.
Oh, yes, John Witherspoon. Mm-hmm.
He was in Scotland, in Edinburgh, and he was sent over to sort of calm the rebel. He signed the Declaration of Independence and sort of founded the seminary at Princeton, New Jersey, Princeton University. And I wonder if that's a connection you see in my Scotch-Irish background.
Oh, okay, because I definitely picked up on the Ireland. And let me see if that connection is...
I don't know if that was a Celtic background.
Okay, the answer that I'm hearing is yes, that there is this connection with Ireland because of him. And one of the things, what comes to mind is the lines, the power lines under the earth. There is another word for that, and I can't think of what the name is, but those lines that run under the earth. He did
the
that in
lines.
Ireland. Yeah, the ley lines. He did that He did that when he was in Ireland and actually mapped some of the ley lines. The ley lines were very important. And the ley lines were also important in healing. And
yes.
What I am being told is one of the things that you could do to help with healing is to follow those ley lines to help with the healing. Or do you think you're able to do that by yourself? Or do you think you need help with it?
Well, I'm having to face a lot of things by myself now. But I'm very sensitive to the place that I live and also to the energy of the earth where I'm living.
And what state are you living in?
Right now I'm in Miami, Florida.
That has a very powerful energy there because of the waves. You're in Miami. That's close to the water. I suspect.
Yes, I feel connected to the water, but down here I also feel this great connection to ancient Atlantean energy.
Yes,
Atlantis.
It is. Yes, it is.
And all
the Atlantean energy. Matter of fact, there was a part of Atlantis that did touch that land. If you're connected to it, you probably feel that.
I feel it, but there's some reason I have a very hard time having energy in my body. And whatever the diagnosis is.
Well, personally, I think you're feeling the loss. You feel the great loss when Atlantis fell beneath the waves.
Yes, I have a feeling of great loss. I don't know if you can tell me anything about my sister. The relationship with my sister.
No, I see. You know, in other words, you have some dysfunction in the relationship between you and your sister.
Yes. And
we could get down to the heart of that, but I can't do it. My radio show tonight is not the place to do that. So, Gail, you really have to go to carolynevers.com and order that past life reading, and we can get down to that and work on healing that. What
All
happens,
right.
Gail, is that we souls work as groups. We're like families of souls. And the purpose of that is we all take the place in different relationships, and that is to learn. Sometimes we'll be the parents, sometimes the children, sometimes the grandparents, and we keep working those relationships and we learn from it. And in that learning, as you know, people make mistakes. And it is also, we carry the path of that learning, but we also carry the path of the mistakes. And that's what this is all about. Times when we have made mistakes with one another. It can be healed. And if you think that you're in a place to purchase a reading, that's carolynevers.com. Order it on the left side. If you're able to do that. I don't know if you're able to do that financially or not, but if you are, that can be healed. And that perhaps is the reason why you were calling tonight, because you want that healed.
Well, it has to be. It needs to be healed. She's my only living relative, and I think there's, my mother, she's living in the house that I was raised in, and there's been a very... It was a very traumatic separation. Very traumatic. For me, a very traumatic, really abrupt. And
We all go through these things, Gail. Events in our life has caused distress, and we need to heal it in some way to move forward again. And
but
I know
you
that you want to move forward.
This thing with the Irish, the life from Ireland. Is there something I carry from that life to finish here? Was I a male in that life as a bishop?
You were a male. Definitely.
Because I feel more connected with the female, so much more with the female now.
Well, because this is the time of the female. We're bringing in the feminine energy now. I think you know that, don't you? We might have been males in the past, but this is the present for the feminine energy because it is the energy of love. The feminine carries the love energy. It is like Yeshua and Mary Magdalene working together. It is the time of the feminine energy. It is the time of healing. And you know that in your heart. I know you know that in your heart. It is the time of healing.
Yes.
Well, Gail, bless you, sweetheart. I've put this in your court, so to speak, and if you wish to go further, we told you how to do that. Also, for all of you that feel that we have offered some service, there is a donate button on my on the site, and you can donate if you feel so inclined. So the next person that's on the line, who is that? Okay, there's no one else at this time trying to get in. So we'll talk a little more about the relationships. And I told you about one that I was working with where it went back to the time of the Revolutionary War. You know, our history is such a long line of events. So many people. There were people who were trying to interfere with our freedom. We've gone through some difficult times, and so has the American Indian. There are individuals now, right now in our audience, that were American Indians during that period of time where the white man, so-called, subdued them. It was a terrible time for them. And if you feel that energy, call in and let us see if we can work with that. I feel it is very strong out there that we have some people that were American Indians. And if you feel that you were one of them, give us a call. I remember a lifetime when I was an American Indian, of course, here in what we would call the United States right now. And I remember very clearly having a medicine bag where I carried herbs for healing. It was a brown bag, kind of brownish. It was made out of deer skin. And I carried herbs in there. And that was my path during one of those lifetimes as an American Indian. I had another lifetime as an American Indian where there were a group of people who came together, and they were to carry back to their tribes the information about the white man coming. And during that period, some American Indians decided that they would stay here and fight for their lands. Others decided that they would flee. So we have some American Indians that fled from a white man. And then there were some Indians, if you can believe this or not, they literally walked into the other side. They had to have just natural clothing, like deer skin. They couldn't carry anything that wasn't natural, but they walked into the other side. And I went to a place called Montezuma's Well, and there was a large group of them there, where they walked into the other side. And the reason they went there is they believed that that was a point of creation. They had these creation stories. And that was one of the stories that at Montezuma's Well, that there was a force, a great force, a great spirit, a creation spirit that brought human beings into life. And that was quite amazing. So if there are any out there who have this sense, Thank you, dear. We have Keith on line one. Keith, what can we do for you, sweetheart?
I'd like to get a past mini past life reading.
Okay. Keith, you have some feelings of this yourself, don't you?
Somewhat? I didn't catch that.
You have a sense of some of your past lifetimes yourself, don't you?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, really? I'm kind of surprised about that because I think you do. When you meditate, you do meditate, don't you, Keith?
I haven't in quite a while.
When you did meditate, did you have that sense of seeing yourself as another individual other than Keith, another consciousness?
No, I never did.
There is one of your past lifetimes that is sending you great power, great energy. You know, Keith, we never walk this path alone. We always have individuals that walk with us. And you have skills. And one of your skills is cooperation. Do you have that sense of cooperating with other people?
Yes, I'm actually a project manager. And one of my greatest joys is getting people to work together.
You learned that from the past. You might say honed that skill in this lifetime, but it was other past lifetimes where those skills were being taught to you. So in many of your energies that you brought to Earth, you were a teacher. You know, we have a lot of people who are listening to this show were teachers of one sort or another. And the kind of teacher that you were was the sort of teacher that other people were. And you taught through symbols. I see. Do you have this feeling of the Egyptian connection?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Well, look at some of the symbols that the Egyptians used. You could go online and look at them or get a book on it because you worked with those. You worked with those symbols. And when you get right down to it, those symbols were connecting people to one another so that they could cooperate with one another. And I think if you looked at those symbols, it would even help you hone your skills of cooperation with one another. And as the project manager, I mean, I can see you now working with people. You are excellent. You know how people follow you. They follow your wisdom. You shower people with wisdom. And you have
Yes, I do. Yep.
You have this great reservoir of wisdom. Have you considered writing a little e-book about that?
I've thought of writing little books in the past, yes.
Give some thought, Keith, to writing a little e-book on that very topic. Because if you put some of your, if you put that in a little e-book and you just handed it to the people that you're working with at work, it's sort of like a little manual, a direction to them. It would help impress the work that you do with them.
Oh, I'll give that some thought. Thank you.
You're welcome. So is there someone else that wanted to chat with us? Elaine. How are you doing,
yes.
Elaine?
What can you do for us? How are you,
What
Carol?
Can we do for you?
Well, yes, I called late last week and you said call back. And I was here sitting here thinking of what I would ask. And
yeah,
so many things. But, you know, you jogged my memory. I feel so connected to the founding of the United States. And I grieve what has been happening in our country the last while. And because another thing I grieve is when I
before
think
you,
of Mary
before
Magdalene,
you go on with that, have you ever followed that thought? Have you ever tried to figure out who you were?
Well, I was told once that I was one of the. Yes, I was. I was told. I almost don't want to say because I'm not sure it's true whether I'm carrying a fragment or what.
Yeah, but, we can carry fragments. And who were you told that you were?
Thomas Jefferson.
Hmm. Let me see if that's accurate. I see you in France, as Thomas said, Thomas Jefferson. You know he was very popular there.
Yes, I do know. I do know. Yes, I've read a lot. When I was in high school, I read his biography, and I followed it along, his plan to educate himself and all, and I said, I should do that very same thing. I was talking with the person who told me she thought I was Jefferson, because I thought maybe I was his wife, because I felt so connected to him, and he's a hero. I've been to Monticello twice,
Didn't he invent the dumbwaiter?
Yes, I believe he did. He invented many things.
Yes.
He was a man of parts, to be sure.
He took great joy in the dumbwaiter because of the effort and time it saved.
Yeah, he would. So you do see that, hmm?
I do see it.
He's been my hero, and I read the Declaration of Independence, and when I first read it, I thought, that's exactly what I think. That's exactly how I would have phrased it. And you know, the thing is, when I think of Jesus and Mary Magdalene, I get such a longing, because I'm not with my soulmate. I'm not with anybody right now, and I just so long to be. But I'm not right now. And
that's
I
can empathize with you, because that's very difficult.
It is very difficult.
However, that does not mean that he doesn't work with you.
I know. Well, you know, I met someone a couple of years ago that after a long life, you know, I had a fear of marrying. I almost did. I mean, I have a family, but I mean, I was afraid I would be married to the wrong man, and when the right one came along. Well, I met this individual, and
sounds like a little mini book here we got going.
Well, honest to God, we have we both realize we have a deep connection. But I said to myself, I've at last met somebody who fills up all the empty spaces within me.
That's
so
beautiful.
Anyway, in light of all of this, I've wondered what the Almighty wants me to do with the rest of my life. I mean, I'm job hunting and all that, you know, all the practical things, but
nothing has struck you as to what you should follow. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm looking for a job in the legal area. I mean, I'm a...
Darling, I really don't think it's the Almighty that tells you these things. I think those promptings come from the soul.
Oh, okay.
Do you meditate?
Okay. Now, I find it difficult to meditate. I mean, I pray a lot, but I think I'm too nervous, too antsy to meditate. I mean, so I don't really do it well.
You could be taught that, you know.
I could.
I'm not working tonight with Richard, but he's very good at teaching people that.
Oh, okay.
He's very good at it. We could connect with a conference call with him, and he could teach you how to meditate. There's a lot that you could do so much with that meditation.
Yeah,
you need to connect to your higher self and your soul to get these answers.
I know I do.
And so it comes from the higher self, comes from the soul, does not come from the Almighty. We have received gifts from the Almighty that were given to us that we are to use. Intelligence, our higher self, our soul. These are all gifts that were given by what you might call the Almighty, but it is up to us to use it. You know, we can walk the high path, the middle road, or the low path, and they are all our choices. And we use our abilities to walk these paths. And you are a high-minded soul who really wants to walk the higher path.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You've always wanted to do that.
Yes, yes, I have.
You've always wanted to do that, sweetheart. So what's holding you back from doing that?
I don't know.
That's not true.
I really don't.
That is, darling, it's not true. You've got the answer. You really do need to meditate, and you need to, if you can't do it yourself, you could work with Richard and myself, and we could walk you along that path so you can go to your higher self and get these answers.
All right, fine. Thank you very much.
And if you feel that you wish to do that, you can go to CarolynEvers.com. There's no space with Carolyn Evers. And on the left side, order a past life reading, but that's not what we would be doing. We would be working with you on meditation and connecting yourself with the higher, with your higher self. And so when you did that and you made an appointment with us, that's what you would ask us to do. And the two of us would meet with you, and we would work on that.
Okay. I am job hunting, and when I can, there is a possibility of something and in view, coming into view.
What's this possibility?
And, well, I got a call from one of the agencies I work with, and she mentioned the possibility of working for a time with one of the law firms in our city. So that could work.
You would do well in the legal area.
Yeah, because I know in a past life I worked in the legal area. At least my higher self told me that the day I became I did the magnified healing with Kuan Yin, and I received a name and I saw a vision of myself, and that it was on the planet Orion, the star system Orion.
Isn't that wonderful when you actually see something like that? It means so much.
That was, yes. And I was involved in law, as a lawgiver and a ruler. And then I found myself landing in law firms, and so I've been, law is very important to me.
It's the law that you're interested in, but it's also the order of things.
Yes, oh yes, with Libra rising, I do love order, and I do.
Yeah, it's underneath the law, the order that is underneath the law that is attracting you. Blessings to you, Elaine.
You too.
And if we can help you in the future, do that.
I will certainly do that, and I thank you so very much for this
reading. Okay, sweetheart. And we have a donate button on the site, and if you care to donate for information that we have given you, please feel free. Do we have some? We don't have a lot of time left. Do we have someone else that wishes to? Okay, so we don't have anyone listening to us at this time. I would like to, the little bit of time that we have, talk about ley lines. And we didn't have any American Indians calling in, but I know that there are some out there that would benefit hearing some of your stories. The American Indians were great storytellers, as you know. Now, the ley lines are very important. We are in a time frame where we can command our consciousness to follow a ley line. And there are ley lines across the whole planet. And we learn from that. There's some very important ley lines. And perhaps what we need to talk about these ley lines is next week we'll do some more talking about ley lines. And what I would suggest that you do in the meantime, look up ley lines on the internet. Excuse me. See what you can find out about ley lines. It's important. I remember a lifetime of myself studying ley lines, actually walking them. And a lot of the early Christians walked ley lines. They walked the ley lines over great distances, and they learned from it. I was in a place where I saw the ley lines, and I saw them as red lines, sort of like a red ribbon. And if you've had that experience where you've been out of doors and you saw something that looked like a red line, that was the ley line that you were seeing. And if you follow that, if you see that now, these red lines, follow it with your consciousness because you can learn a lot from it. We have about 7 minutes left. If there's anybody who wishes to get in real quick and give us a question on these last 7 minutes, we'll be glad to hear. And if you feel that we have offered you a real service, you might want to donate a little bit on the donate button. So we're very close to the end. And look up ley lines, and that is going to be a topic that we're going to discuss next week, outside of the fact of giving a mini reading of past lives. Well, we don't really have enough time to give a mini reading on a past life because we are just coming up to the end of the show, and I want to say thank you for connecting with me. I send my love to you and all the mothers out there. This is the Mother's Day weekend, so to speak. And at some point, you were probably a mother. If you're not a mother right now, you were a mother at some other time. And so what I would suggest that you do, connect to that emotion of being a mother. A mother to a child, or a mother to the planet. And if you are meditating, I would suggest that you mentally run your energy, your consciousness, down to the core of the earth. Because in the core of the earth, there is a crystal. And that crystal has healing energy. You could run your consciousness down to the core of the earth and ask the core, that energy that is in the core of the earth, to work with healing. There are so many people out there who need healing, and that is a place where you can find healing. My friends, we have 5 minutes. I don't know what we can do in 5 minutes, but put a note to yourself. If there was something that you wanted to discuss with me, to call next week to the show. Not much we can do with 5 minutes, but maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the ley lines during those 5 minutes. I followed the ley lines. They are amazing to follow those ley lines. And you can receive information from them. Matter of fact, the ley lines hold a great deal of information of the planet. And you can pick that up, especially if you're sensitive. And we have a lot of people listening to my voice right now that truly are sensitive. So my friends, we're just about to the end of our radio show tonight. And I will tell you once more, go to carolynevers.com. There's no space between Carol and Evers on the left side. And if you are so inclined, order a past life reading because we go into this in great depth. So goodbye for now. It was a fun hour. I hope you found it enlightening, and I hope you got a lot of good information from what we brought forth. And next week, we'll talk some more about ley lines. I do think it's an important topic, and we'll discuss some particular ley lines because we are able to send our consciousness now and work with them. So next week, tune into my show and the information that we have on some of the how to correct dysfunctional relationships among the family, people at work, friends, and we'll also discuss ley lines. So good night for now. Blessings to all of you and to all those mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. And I hope that your family did something special for you on Mother's Day. And I send my love to all the mothers and to everyone else that is listening. Good night for now.